Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
You're listening to Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson. And we want to bring you some hopefully helpful instruction in how to study for a sermon. In an earlier podcast, we began talking about making initial observations of a passage and writing a rough draft that would precede your final sermon manuscript or sermon notes. I want to continue what we were talking about in that session on how to study for your sermon. We had talked about taking a blank piece of paper. For many of you, it'd be a screen, and going down the left side and writing out or typing out each word in the passage, and out beside it, the meaning as best you could explain what is taking place in the passage, writing out some application, and then a sermon outline. I want to talk a little bit further about this process of a rough draft. And I know in writing a book, really the more I can just get onto paper, then I can work with what's on paper. I can shrink it. I can rearrange it. I can add to it. And in many ways, it's the same with writing a rough draft. I just need to begin to get onto paper or onto the screen, the initial information that I can then work with as I transition it into the final pulpit notes. So this would be part two of how to study for your sermon. And last time we talked about going through that entire passage, but the process was not yet complete. The next thing that I would do after I have gone through that entire passage, studied it and written out some initial comments, I then write the introduction. I can't really write a sermon until I can't really write an introduction until I've written the main body of the sermon. So one of the last things I do would be to write an introduction, and I begin to give thought to what will set up the best what I have just written, what will help orientate my listeners into what I have just written. In other podcasts, we have given thought to what makes for an effective introduction, but to simply include it at this point to remind you after you've written the main body in the rough draft, then you would write the introduction, and after that, then write the conclusion. And in the conclusion, you want to end strong, and you want to provide a summary as well as action steps. End with impact as you would bring the sermon to conclusion. And then after that, as you're still considering this rough draft, I would write out an initial sermon title. A sermon title can actually be important because it becomes the succinct summary of what this sermon is about. Several things I would like to ask you to consider as you are in this rough draft stage and making the observations of the passage. You may want to write a sentence diagram in which subject, verb, object, what is modifying what is underneath that line. And most of you know what that is. Walt Kaiser has an excellent book entitled Toward an Exegetical Theology, and there are some great examples in there of a sentence diagram that will help you see the essential parts of the sentence, of the verse. I would encourage you to parse the verbs, the actions in the verbs. Follow the action of the verbs. Be very mindful of the verbs. In your initial study, you may even want to draw a circle around the verbs and to track with them and to note even participles that would modify the main verb. You should be noting theological words, and you may want to look up those theological words in a theological dictionary to make certain that you understand them. Have a keen eye for repeating words, because repetition would indicate that this is important to the author. There are connecting words, which would be like conjunctions that unite the previous verse to this verse. Words like therefore, but, also. And you would want to give thought as you are writing out this rough draft as to the flow of thought in the author's mind, as it begins at this point and will build an argument, and there will be a trail that you will follow that will escalate to this climactic point. And so a great sermon is always linear. You're not going off in different directions chasing rabbits, but you're staying within this text of Scripture. And so I would encourage you, as you are writing out this rough draft, to give thought, intentional thought, to how this author is presenting or laying out his case, how he's building his argument and presentation, because your sermon will follow this very same logic. So we've been talking about how to study for your sermon. This would be part two. Each of us will have our own study methods. And so what I have just suggested are things for you to consider. You may have a better way to study for your sermon. Then you need to follow what works best for you. But just so that you can hear how one preacher would approach this, I've walked you through some of my thought process. And I trust that that's been a help to you. May God use you in your study time, because really it's the depth of our study that so often allows there to be a soaring height to the sermon itself. So the deeper we can take people into the Word, the higher they will rise in worship and adoration of God. So may your study time be very productive, and may what you record onto paper in your rough draft be very helpful to you as you begin to build towards that final step of writing a sermon manuscript. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson.